Welcome to Kitchen Dough, the food entrepreneur show with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Okay, taking a look at all the roadblocks, we can come up with all kinds of excuses as why not to do something.
Stalling techniques.
Yes.
Just things that we just,
Avoidance, right? It's so easy to avoid things and not to just jump in, and we can come up with all kinds of excuses. So these are some of the roadblocks that might be holding you back from actually becoming maybe that food entrepreneur you've been dreaming about being.
Take the first step. Take the plunge.
Yep.
Fire up the kitchen stove. Enough, right? Sorry. Speaking of the stove.
Okay. I think one of the top reasons why you might not is because you feel like you're really not a trained chef. You didn't go to culinary school, and you maybe don't feel like you have the street cred to be.
Well, and we have visions of Food Network cooking competitions with all the fancy equipment and table and clean environment. And we're like, how can I make my kitchen, you know, feel like that, feel like a productive space?
Yes. And I do think that we see on a lot of the cooking shows, the Iron Chefs, and they're the people, you know, there's this grandiose idea that they are so much better in the kitchen. You know what I mean? And so I think that we get intimidated by the culinary schools and the chefs and things.
Only
that
the little kids. You see those smart little kids that are between 8 and 12 and they're quickly making a meal?
All right. So not being a trained chef might be one of those things that is just get over, because everyone starts somewhere.
Well, and maybe another obstacle would be that you've talked to a fellow cottage food entrepreneur and they're like, oh, well, you got to get a license, you got to get a permit, you got to do these regulations, you got to get a food handling, and then you get a little overwhelmed because of the business side.
Yes.
And you're thinking, will it really make money?
Right. Right. Legal matters.
Very dry. The dry goods of the cottage food
but
industry.
So important.
Yes.
You know, I mean, making sure that you have a legal structure for your business, making sure that you have insurance, making sure that you have all those different things. That can be very overwhelming as well. And if you don't necessarily, if you don't have the money, because a lot of cottage food people or people who are just thinking about just starting this and just testing the waters don't necessarily have big budgets for legal departments or attorneys or CPAs. You can go to places like the Small Business Administration. And even here in San Diego County, we have the Small Business Development Centers. And you can go in and get free legal advice, free tax advice. There's a lot of free advice that you can get in person.
And you can also go to the farmer's market. And if you're a good patron and you see someone who's maybe in similar line of creativity as you, hey, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yes.
That type of thing.
People are really willing to help you.
Yes.
And answer your little
questions. It's a wonderful community. And when you look at some of this other stuff, like we were talking about the legal matters, and then we have bookkeeping for your business and the taxes, these are one and dones. So don't be discouraged that you have to attend them. And insurance is another one. They're one and dones. You get this LLC set up. You get a bookkeeping system going, then you just perfect it over time. But basically, you only have to address those things once a year.
Right. But again, it can be one of those obstacles that go, oh my gosh, I don't know how to set up a business. You know? And so that could be an obstacle that's holding you back. So just realize that, like what you were just saying, it's one and done. Just go for it and you'll get through it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, that's where the grit comes in.
Yes.
Doing the stuff you don't want to do, and successful people do what unsuccessful people don't want to do. Successful people will do what they need to do, whereas unsuccessful people just didn't want to do it.
Right.
And I hate tax time. I hate all that stuff, but just got to get it done.
Yeah, it is. That to me, I think, is the worst. Some of the taxes and all of that. But you know what? That's part of business. It's not just fun time in the kitchen and making the dough.
But you need to be in the kitchen making the dough to make the dough.
Time. is always going to be a consideration. It's always going to be a roadblock. Do I have enough time? Well, you know what? You have to make the time. You have to carve out the time, and you have to be accountable to your time.
Well, and haven't you been known to wake up at 4:30 in the morning?
And make dough?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But again,
every day that I work, I get up at 4:30 in the morning to make dough. Every day that I'm doing my malasadas, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. It's just a fact of the matter. I got to make the dough so it has time to rise, so that I have time to get to the farmer's market, so I have time to rise again, and then I have time to sell them. Time,
yeah.
Time.
Well, and also with time, I think if you write it down in your calendar what you need to accomplish, and even like you just said, in your calendar, 4:30 a.m., wake up, and then you just do your little task list, because it will train you that you have to be efficient.
I was just going to say, and then the more you do it, so overcoming the roadblock of thinking that you don't have time, and then in the beginning, the time is like, you don't know where the time goes when you're starting, and it's just like such a time commitment. But then all of a sudden, you start streamlining your business, and you develop your efficiencies, and it becomes easier and easier, and time opens up.
And some of that you can learn from fellow people at the farmer's market, but basically it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it took me 2 hours to do this when I figured out a couple of tricks, and now it only takes me 45 minutes. And that's where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get to more of the fun part of our business.
Well, and I honestly, and to me, it's become a game now. Like, I'm always trying to streamline my production and streamline and create more efficiencies. So now I've made it a game with myself.
I totally get that.
Yeah, and to me, it's now fun. So before it was like stressful, and I turned it on its head, and I'm like, okay, this is a challenge. I love challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a challenge, and now it's going to be a game.
So just imagining as a challenge, when you set up your kitchen at 4:30 in the morning, or you go to the commercial kitchen, whatever you, how you do that, do you know, okay, I've got this bowl here, I'm going to mix it here, I'm going to move it here, and you find you're not touching things too many times?
Yes.
See what I mean? That's the game.
Yeah, it's a game.
If you gamify it, it's...
And I have as much prepared ahead of time as possible. Like, I have as many,
like containers?
The numbers of bowls.
Yes.
I have everything counted, and I have the things that I can pre-measure are pre-measured. And so I'm just like, because at 4:30 in the morning, you're tired.
Yeah.
And so the more I can just like dump and mix, and I have everything, like I have my yeast and my sugar that is going to rise, I have that pre-measured. You know what I mean?
So yes.
Those little things. So when I pull in and to the commercial kitchen and open the door and I'm looking at it, I just have everything ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and that's
and
why
I do that ahead of time.
Exactly. And you learn these efficiencies by doing so. It just makes for better time commitments and more freedom later on.
Money is always a roadblock. And not having enough money to start.
Yep.
And that's another thing. You really, in the beginning, it's so easy not to pay attention to your expenses and what you're spending for, you know, butter.
Well,
what you're spending for
when you first started, you had to throw dough out.
Oh, I lost thousands of dollars worth of dough in one big 60-quart mixer.
Yeah.
That dumped oil into my dough.
Things like that happen. No fault of your own, just...
Well, then I bought things that I didn't necessarily need. I have too many, like, proofing containers that I didn't need. So really, when you're approaching it, I think that you can sharpen your pencil and just start with the bare bones that you absolutely need, and then add stuff and buy stuff as you need it.
And don't rush.
Don't buy in anticipation.
And don't rush to market.
Right.
You know what I mean? Learn the ropes
yes.
before you hang your shingle.
Yeah. I really agree. I totally agree with that. Because then you'll save yourself a lot of money and a lot of heartache.
And you'll also find out through that process if you really believe in your own product.
Yeah, truly. And then the fear of starting something new. You know,
the fear of the unknown, because there's probably someone who does not have your recipe and you're going to have to wing it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what if I fail? What if I waste money? What if no one buys it?
Right. fear of failure, fear of risk, fear of starting something. Somebody said even going to the gym, the biggest fear is opening the front door. Once you get into the gym, it's fine. Walking through the front door is the hardest the first time.
Funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Starting something new.
So the fear of not doing it will one day overcome the fear.
Yes. I'm the kind of person that I would rather say that I did it and I failed than I didn't try.
Oh, yeah.
You know? At least I know I try.
There's so much we're going to be sharing with you guys because it's a wonderful industry and we want you successful.
Okay. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at some of the reasons, the top reasons why cottage food businesses fail, but how you can overcome those top reasons of why most people fail. We're going to help you avoid those.
And that's why this show is so important, because Heather literally has a food business. So all the mistakes that she made, she's going to share that you don't have to go through them.
You don't have to make them. You don't have to spend that money that I wasted. Gonna save you.
Okay, you've been listening to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show. We'll be right back.